on 702 ABC Radio Sydney and ABC Radio New South Wales.
Afternoons with Rebecca De Unamuno.
Now, if you or someone you know has rosacea, you might want to listen up. Dermatologist Dr. Ritu Gupta is here to answer your questions about the skin condition, which affects around 5% of the population. Is that you? Give us a call, 1300 222 702, or you can text us on 0467 922 702. And Dr. Gupta, thank you for being here.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
This has become a bit of a regular Q&A segment for us.
Well, it's the second one. Let's see.
Brilliant. That's a pattern. Firstly, could you tell us what is rosacea?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right in your introduction. It is very common. It is a condition basically of blood vessel hypersensitivity. So people who have rosacea, their blood vessels are too sensitive and they overreact to small amounts of triggers that other people wouldn't react to. And the classic things, as I say to patients, are red wine, spicy food, emotional stress, really common stuff. And quite commonly, it will start with flushing and blushing. There'll be flushes and blushes, and it's really quite embarrassing for people. Then there's a second part of rosacea, which is where people get lumps and bumps that look to an untrained eye like acne, but it's not acne. They're actually medically called papules and pustules of rosacea. And these are related to a little mite, little bug called Demodex. Now, Demodex is part of our normal flora, or these days the trendy word is microbiome. Mm-hmm. So they're part of our skin's normal flora and they live near the oil gland or sebaceous gland. But people who have rosacea, their body mounts an inflammatory response against the mite, kind of like it's saying, get out of here. And that's what causes the lumps and bumps. So that's basically what rosacea is. Some people also get rosacea of the eyes, and about 30% of people who've got rosacea of the skin have soreness and grittiness of the eyes. But fortunately, the treatments for the skin also help the eyes.
And is it very common?
Yeah, it is common. I mean, they call it the curse of the Celts, you know, so that it's the Anglo-Saxons who get it. But in fact, and definitely it is more common in Anglo-Saxon people. However, Asian people can get it, and even rarely subcontinental people like me, Indians, Sri Lankans, that's pretty uncommon. But definitely it's more common in fair-skinned people.
And if you have a question for Dr. Ritu Gupta, give us a call, 1300 222 702, or you can text us on 0467 922 702. Maybe you have a question about rosacea. Maybe you or a family member has it. And Ritu, I've got to ask, who tends to get rosacea? You mentioned that it's certain sort of skin types. Is it something that's more common as you get older?
It is a bit of a middle-of-life condition. It's pretty uncommon in your 20s. It's sort of often in the 30s and 40s and beyond. And the really unfortunate and unfair thing about rosacea is very often these people have had acne in their teenage years. Mm. And just when the acne's clear and they've finally got beautiful, light, bright skin, rosacea hits. Mm. So it can be very you know, physically and emotionally distressing for people. It can be socially and professionally embarrassing for people. And it can also, you know, in the worst cases, they can feel very hot and it can be painful.
Mm. And how do you treat it?
So, you know, the first step is always diagnosis, you know. So often people, you know, every second person who's got redness thinks they have rosacea. Now, just having straight broken capillaries does not necessarily a diagnosis of rosacea make. So right. The first step is diagnosis. Some people just have redness because of sun damage. Then the next thing is to obviously look at the symptoms and signs that the patient has. So in terms of treating the blood vessels that are feeding the problem, they need to be treated with vascular lasers or vascular light, so energy-based devices. They don't go away with any tablets or creams. In terms of the lumps and bumps, the ones that look like acne, typically we treat those with a cream called ivermectin, became very famous during COVID. Because, you know, anyway, but what that does is reduce the number of the Demodex mites. And then we use antibiotics in half their regular dose for their anti-inflammatory effects. And these are antibiotics that people may know of in terms of acne, like doxycycline and minocycline. and they are used for their anti-inflammatory effect. And often it will take somewhere between 6 to 8 weeks to induce a remission, a clearance of the lumps and bumps. And if people have got the blood vessels as well, then it's better to be doing everything altogether. So to be treating the vessels that are feeding the problem while treating the lumps and bumps, because then everything is synergistic. It's all helping each other to reach the end goal of beautiful, light, bright, clear skin and a remission of rosacea.
Do you have a question regarding rosacea for Dr. Ritu Gupta? Give us a call, 1-300-222-702, or you can text your question to 0467-922-702. And you would have seen, I'm sure, as a dermatologist, Ritu, you would have seen so many people saying, I know the perfect remedy. I know the perfect way to treat this. Are there any treatment myths that you're aware of when it comes to rosacea?
I think people always want it to be something that they can, you know, find in the household cupboard.
And can afford.
And can afford. I mean, the most important thing is after diagnosis is trigger minimization. So if you know that you have spicy food and 2 or 3 days later you get lumps and bumps, well, although spicy food is one of the great pleasures of life, it's better for you to minimize that. If you know that red wine always makes you flush and blush, then you're better to drink white wine. Or, you know, clear spirits or something like that. And that is all related to the fact that these things have vasodilatory effects. So in spicy food, we have a chemical called capsaicin. In red wine, we have tyramine. And these cause the vessels to dilate, to open up. Emotional stress, look, you know, avoiding stress is good for all of us, obviously, in every facet of our lives. Menopause and perimenopause can often be triggers. So if people have other menopausal symptoms, then hormone replacement therapy is certainly something they can discuss with their GP. They're all the kind of at-home things you can do. The other thing about people who have rosacea is uniformly they have very sensitive skin. So you don't want to be putting a whole lot of garbage on your skin. A lot of anti-aging ingredients will be very irritating, highly perfumed products. You really want to pare things back. Keep it very simple. Get the diagnosis and get the prescription treatments plus or minus laser if it's needed.
Excellent. Well, we do have a first question here. It's a comment, actually, a first comment from Kerry, who says that they have rosacea of the eyes, always red and itchy, and many don't know it exists. I'm surprised to find that that exists. What happens to the eye, and how can that be maybe lead to long-term damage?
Well, look, that's probably more a question for an ophthalmologist, Kerry. Yes. But what I do know is that if you just have ocular rosacea, just rosacea of the eyes, then what you need is an ophthalmologist. And typically they will use anti-inflammatory eye drops, and they may also use the same low-dose anti-inflammatory antibiotics that I mentioned earlier.
Excellent. And we have Sarah on the line. Sarah, you've been on medication for years for rosacea.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I've been on doxycycline on and off, but ultimately on for years for rosacea. I'll go off the doxycycline and then it just builds up and it gets to a point where I just have to go back onto it again. I just wondered about any long-term effects from that. I know there's antibiotic resistance, but if there's any other kind of long-term effects that could come from that.
I mean, actually, more to the point is that's not the right treatment. So if you have rosacea that is constantly rebounding every time you stop the anti-inflammatory antibiotics like doxycycline, and if you've been using it in conjunction with topical ivermectin cream to reduce the Demodex mites, and every time you stop your rosacea comes back, then you probably need to see a dermatologist. And often we would use low-dose isotretinoin, which is more commonly known as Roaccutane or Accutane or Orotane, which people know more of in the context of acne. But a small percentage of people who have really bad, really resistant rosacea or constantly rebounding rosacea, they need that. And often it's only a short course. It's not a long course like it is with acne. And it resets your rosacea so that then often in my experience with my patients that next time when they have a rosacea flare, they respond to the standard therapy that is lower level, the cream and the tablet.
There you go, fantastic. Sarah.
I just had a quick other
Go for it.
One LED light therapy, the red masks that are really kind of popular at the moment, any comments on whether that helps with rosacea or inflames?
No, doesn't help. No. Makes it worse. Because okay, it causes, it's heat, and heat is the enemy of rosacea. It just causes vasodilatation, which then makes you more red, more broken capillaries, and just feeds the whole inflammatory response of the lumps and bumps. So definitely avoid.
Okay, there you go. And some excellent advice for you, Sarah. That's brilliant. You can take all of that on board.
Thanks so much for your help.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Thanks for your call. Give us a call if you have a question, 1300 222 702, or you can text our question on 0467 922 702. And we have John on the line. Hi, John.
Hey, how you going?
Well, thank you.
Hi,
now,
John.
You've got a question about lifestyle and diet.
Yes, I mean, I suffer from rosacea. I've had the laser treatments, and that was really effective, and it worked very well and got rid of a lot of the, I mean, capillaries or the veins that come with it. It worked really well. The Orotane I tried, which you just mentioned, but I had some side effects which sort of scared me a bit with it, and I thought I shouldn't be having that. But I just, my question is, with like, are there some natural ways, like is there something that we can be eating, or, you know, is there ways that we can address it other than through taking drugs, is my question.
Good question.
Yeah, look, I mean, as I said, obviously minimizing triggers and keeping the skincare very simple. There are some good, very inexpensive skincare products that can be used that are quite anti-inflammatory, things like azelaic acid, which is available over the counter at the chemist. As I said, non-perfume products. The other thing, I mean, other things that are helpful, we know that with diet, you know, there are anti-inflammatory foods. So, for instance, you know, blueberries, things that are high in the B group vitamins that are anti-inflammatory, they may have a small effect. But I think the first step is really, obviously, having made diagnosis and working out what the triggers are for you and trying to minimize those triggers. The next step is the medication should not be a long-term thing. The medication with rosacea should be to put you into remission, get you clear, and then give you a plan for what you do. So once my patients are clear, I give them a written plan, and often when they have a flare, they can just be treated by 2 weeks of just cream. They don't need the cream and tablet unless they let it get bad. So does that make sense, John?
Yeah, for sure. Are you referring to like creams like is it Azaclear or some is that the cream?
No, the cream I'm talking about is topical ivermectin, or the trade name is Cilantra. That's a prescription cream. That's the one that reduces the number of the Demodex mites that are part of the main problem that are driving, you know, they're part of the cause of rosacea.
Excellent. Yes, thank you so much for your call, John. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And we have a couple of texts as well. Louise from Inverell says, could you ask the doctor if a histamine overload plays a part in rosacea?
There are some skin conditions where histamine overload plays a role. They're rare things called mastocytosis and things like that, very, very uncommon. It's not really a big part of rosacea, no.
There you go. And you're listening to Afternoons on ABC Radio. I am chatting with Dr. Ritu Gupta, our resident dermatologist. We're talking all things, we're talking all things rosacea. And if you have a question, we'd love to hear from you, 1300 222 702, or you can text us on 0467 922 702. Another question, would diabetes type 2 and blood pressure and cholesterol medications be an issue with the tablets you've just mentioned? That's
from
Wendy.
It depends on the individual tablets. I mean, you'd need to check, because blood pressure tablets, there's multiple different classes of medication that can be used. Mm-hmm. By and large, the tetracycline class of antibiotics, which is the one I'm talking about, the minocycline and doxycycline. They don't have a lot of interactions, but anyone who's prescribing a medication to you will always check allergies and they will always check the other meds that you're on. One thing actually on that point is if someone has uncontrolled high blood pressure, that can certainly make rosacea worse, again, because there's just too much blood pulsing through those vessels. So that will really exacerbate flushing and blushing. And I should also mention that very rarely, very, very rarely, in people who have the broken capillaries and who have laser therapy, it will definitely fix their blood vessels at rest, you know, when they're just sort of, you know, walking around doing their thing, if it's done well and done properly, bearing in mind that unfortunately it's a very poorly regulated industry. But some people still get the underlying flushing when they're embarrassed or in a situation of stress. And so rarely for those people, we do need a blood pressure tablet that we use not for high blood pressure, but to actually control that deeper flushing. But that's very uncommon.
Okay. Well, Vicky has a question. You're concerned about your nose, Vicky?
Yeah, the bridge of my nose, it's got it gets like a red patch, and just the last, say, 6 months, I get like a pimple there, and it bursts sort of thing. And my doctor gave me Rosex, but it doesn't do anything.
Do you know what? Rosex really doesn't do anything. Sorry to the manufacturers of Rosex. Topical metronidazole. Every time I give talks to GPs, I say, please don't prescribe Rosex because it really does nothing for rosacea. Yeah. So maybe have a chat to your GP because, usually you'll be much, much better off if it is rosacea that to be prescribed the topical ivermectin, the cilantro, plus or minus the tablets. Cilantro, S for Sam, double O, L for Lima, A in Finelli, T for Tom, R for Romeo, A for Apple. I thought when you mentioned your nose, I thought you were going to say that your nose was growing, because that is the end result of untreated rosacea. So it gets the very unkind name potato nose, and people hate it because it makes them look like they've been hitting the bottle and they're a boozer. Now, they might be a boozer, but they don't want everyone to know, right? So the good news is
it does go red when I've had a hot shower or something.
Yeah, of course.
Goes completely red,
Yeah, that's more than normal flushing. But what I'm talking about is where people get this big, lumpy, horrible-looking nose, and it's very embarrassing. So the good news is if you get in and get your rosacea treated early, that won't happen. Secondly, if you do have that, that can be treated. That's with specialised laser treatments where we use resurfacing lasers. And if you're treated by a dermatologist, you actually get a Medicare rebate towards the cost of that. Also, I should mention that with laser, that if you're, again, treated by a doctor or a dermatologist and you've got significant, like severe rosacea, there is a Medicare rebate towards the vascular laser as well, which helps a bit.
Thanks so much for your call, Vicky.
Can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
I'm just using on my face moisturising cream from Cetaphil. And it's for dry to very dry skin. It seems to help a bit.
Something nice and simple.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thanks for your call, Vicky. We appreciate it. Alex is on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
What's your question?
Okay, so burning and stinging sensations, especially brought on by sunlight, heat, and wind.
Yes.
How can I get rid of it? I'm wearing face masks in the car to keep the sun off me.
Oh, no. Yeah. Look, that may or may not be rosacea. You know, you could have what's called sensitized skin where you've become a stinger, and 5% of the population have that, where your skin has become very sensitive. You really need a diagnosis first, because if you've got more what's called sensitized skin, that's treated completely differently. People with rosacea definitely have sensitive skin, but they're not going to be, you know, getting burning and stinging with wind and things. So I think that you're probably one who needs to see a dermatologist. That's a bit more specialized than probably your GP will be able to manage.
There you go, Alex. Okay, some advice for you. Thank you very much. You're listening to Afternoons on ABC Radio, and we're talking rosacea. If you have a question for Dr. Ritu Gupta about rosacea, give us a call, 1300 222 702, or you can text us on 0467 922 702. On the text line here, a question: could you please ask if any of the cosmetics on the market really help with rosacea?
Well, green base helps cover red. So, you know, there are green sticks do exist. Yeah. I think you can buy them at Priceline and things, and they're a way that you can cover your blood vessels, because if you just pack on more flesh-coloured makeup, it actually doesn't get rid of the red, but the green and the red neutralise to give a flesh-coloured tone. Mm-hmm. So that's purely in the way of cosmetic camouflage. In terms of cosmetics that are really going to help rosacea, I suppose if you use a high concentration niacinamide serum, which is one of the B group vitamins, that does have anti-inflammatory effect. Mm-hmm. Stronger skincare that you can buy from a doctor. So, like, for instance, we have skincare at our practice. We don't make it, but you have to be a doctor to stock it. There are definitely some products, you know, that have multiple anti-inflammatory ingredients that can reduce redness. Mm. I see those more as an adjunct to actual treatment, because rosacea, almost in rosacea, in almost everyone, we can get you into a remission and then you can maintain with these things. I don't see it as a either or option, if that makes sense.
It does, yes, thank you. And Sharon from the Central Coast has a question regarding lasers. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, I'm just wondering whether there's certain types of lasers that are better for treating the rosacea that you've already got.
Oh, look, Sharon, that is an excellent question, because the most important thing is not the device. The most important thing is the knowledge of the person behind the device and the person who's trained them. So that really determines your outcome. But to answer your question more fully, definitely there are some vascular lasers and vascular lights that are better than others. It also depends upon number of treatments. It depends upon doses used. It's hard on the Central Coast because there's really only two dermatologists on the whole of the Central Coast. I'm actually from the Central Coast, so I know that well. I actually see a lot of patients from the Central Coast because I'm in Ultimo, so they get the train down. So it is difficult because access can be an issue. And, you know, often the sort of shopping centre clinics and things, you're seeing people who are, you know, often not medical, certainly not doctors, and, you know, the training that they have is less, essentially. Yeah. So that can also be part of the problem, because sometimes I see patients who might say, you know, I had five treatments at such and such place and I really didn't see anything. And, you know, that sort of covers the reasons why.
And Sharon, have you been looking into laser treatment?
I have for quite some time, but I keep sort of balking at the idea, thinking I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. Well, yeah, luckily we have an expert here.
Yeah, and Sharon, you know, you could have a chat. People never go and talk to their GPs. You should ask your GP, because your GP will be able to tell you. People often, I mean, rosacea is a medical condition. It's a bona fide medical condition, and that's why people with severe rosacea actually get Medicare rebates towards lasers and things. However, often people feel embarrassed to talk to their GP about these things, because they sort of feel that, you know, maybe they'll be judged, or that it's just cosmetic and I shouldn't bother them with that. But your GP is a font of information. They are a treasure trove of information, and they will be able to say to you, no, Sharon, don't go there. You should go here. Or no, Sharon, you need to see a specialist. You need this. So that's a really good tip in anything, in anything skin, in anything medical. Don't forget your GP.
Best of luck, Sharon. Oh, yes, one more question.
Can I just get clarification just on that? So you're saying that it's more about the experience of the person, and they'll be able to give you a recommendation about the laser. It's not any one or two kind of lasers that you would recommend.
It is, well, yeah. I mean, look, there's lots of different, you know, wavelengths and things that's probably getting a bit technical. But basically, you know, the person who is going to treat you should know this stuff back to front. So yeah. I would say that at the least you want to be seeing a doctor if, and, you know, obviously the people who know skin best, skin, hair and nails are dermatologists.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your call, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have Loida on the line. Hi, Loida.
Hello.
What's your question?
My question, I don't have, thankfully, I don't have lumps and bumps, but I was, spoke to my doctor, oh, it was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I said, you know, my nose is red in the morning, and so she put me on Rosex. And yeah. But I don't remember if I've been using it almost every day. And I'd wondered, you know, I wear a hat when I go out and a peak cap so that it covers my nose and I don't know.
Look, unfortunately, Rosex will not help the redness. So no creams and no tablets will help the redness. The redness needs to be physically treated with laser or, you know, laser-like devices. So because they're actual physical blood vessels that are broken or dilated, they're not doing their normal job of bringing blood to the skin and taking blood away from the skin. They're just sitting there permanently dilated, giving people a sort of rosy or flushed look, and then under the influence of the various triggers that we've talked about, they open up even more. And then they get redder. And then over time, you actually see the lines of the, you know, the actual capillaries of the broken capillaries. And it can look, I mean, I remember a patient I had, she was actually Portuguese, so not Curse of the Celts, but, you know, she worked in a laundromat. So she was exposed to constant heat all the time. And her nose literally looked like a roadmap. And it was such a fabulous, she didn't have lumps and bumps either. She had no lumps and bumps, so there was no value in prescribing her any tablet or cream. I didn't. We just did vascular laser and she had a great result. She did need 5 treatments, but she did brilliantly.
Is there any point in taking Rosex?
I would say no.
There you go. Very simple answer for you, Loida. Excellent.
I would rather have the truth than
absolutely.
You know, and you know the tube is $68. So
is it really? There you go. No, not much good for anything. Oh, it is an antibiotic. So if you got a cut or scrape, you could pop it on. It's metronidazole. A cut or a scrape, it is an antibiotic, but it's not going to help your redness. I'm sorry to say.
Oh my goodness!
No, sorry about that, Loida. But thank you so much.
The other part of my medicine.
Thank you so much for your call, Loida. We appreciate it. Thank you too, Dr. Ritu Gupta, for joining us again today. Rosacea, interesting conversation, and the texts are still coming through. I think we could have you back and have you talk about it again. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Afternoons with Rebecca De Unamuno
on 702 ABC Radio Sydney and ABC Radio New South Wales.